Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Tuesday, August 29th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. And I have with me my regular Tuesday co-host, Paul in California. Good morning, Paul.
Well, good morning, Richard. And I couldn't help but notice the last, I don't know, several times, minimum two or three times, you have dispensed with the glorious descriptions of me as part of the introduction. And I don't know, that's okay, but I just happened to notice it. So maybe we could keep...
You know, I think it's a good sign. I think it shows that you've fully made the transition to feeling at home here. You know, I don't know. I think people don't need any introduction for Paul around here by now. They should know you.
All right, I'm transitioning. So I'm going to start out today with a quote, which I really have liked over the years. I just bumped across it again in one of my notebooks. I used to write all kinds of quotes down, and this is it. We bind ourselves with chains forged in our minds. That's William Blake. I've always liked that. We bind ourselves with chains forged in our minds. And in many ways, too, that actually goes for, a lot of people, but certainly white people of America and Europe as well, is that the Yids, you know, the kikes, have really done a number on our brains.
I think we should say the elite Jewish controllers, to say just straight out and use that term, that's really just asking for the SPLC and ADL to shut us down, Paul. I don't think we need the K word, seriously. I mean, we're not helping ourselves with that.
Okay,
so I can't permit that. You know, I mean, I have people who listen to this while they're at work with in a public space with people around. Okay, and I've had complaints. So yeah, at my show, just like Stad Miller, I don't care for the language.
Okay, that is a slur.
Next time maybe you'll do something constructive with your wording.
Constructive? What are you talking about?
I'm saying we're not going to let RBN get shut down.
Okay, but it's not going to get shut down. Next time, if you don't mind, just mention it, and I'll be right past it. I'm not going to use it again, but don't go into
I don't it. Expect there to be a next time, Paul.
There may be. You never know. It could slip out.
I don't see why that word would have to slip out. Please continue.
There's nothing wrong with the word. It's a good description. It's been used throughout history. I'm not going to use it again, but please, again, we don't need to make a big show about this one word. It's been used quite a bit by other people, maybe on this station, maybe not, but I can
That doesn't make it okay in my book.
It makes it okay by me, but you don't like it? Okay, fine. We're done with it. Moving on, okay? The Jews, how's that? The Jews have really done a number
how about
our minds, okay? So.
How about
you don't say anything until I finish
Jews
my
in
rant?
Power? Well, no, these blanket terms like Jews, that doesn't help us either right now.
Are you now a proponent of the not all argument? Are you going to go down that? Well, not all Jews. So we're going to have to say Jews in power. Is that where you're going with this?
No, where I'm going is anywhere that can avoid the independent media from being shut down for
Nobody's
good.
Nobody's going to shut down for
which
good.
Is exactly what the U.S. and Europe want. Continue, sir.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay. Anyway, as I started to say with my little rant, my story, so last night I made a run for the border, okay? You guys that watch TV know the Taco Bell commercials, you know about that, right? I just had a craving, so I went through the drive-thru at Taco Bell, and I got Nachos Bel Grande. That's what I like to get, and I parked in the parking lot. It's late at night. It's like 10:45, maybe 11 o'clock, and I'm just going to sit there and enjoy my little late night snack. And the first thing that happens, of course, is one of the homeless zombies sees me parking. There's really not any other cars around where I'm at. And, he's about maybe 30, yards away or so, and he starts to kind of saunter over. And I know what's coming. He's going to come and hit me up for money. It's just going to happen sooner or later. And he's kind of making it like a little bit sly, like he's not making a direct beeline for me, but then he wanders around. And pretty soon, you know, he's coming up about 7 to 8 feet out my passenger window. He's getting ready to come and beseech me, right? And the windows are rolled down maybe 4 inches on each side just for some fresh air. And I look over at him and I go, "Don't approach me. Do not approach this truck." And he kind of slinks away. Now, you know, this is just part of the symptom of what's going on. Here's a white guy, and to be honest with you, I've noticed something. You guys can test this little theory out for yourself, but a lot of these homeless people I've seen are short. You know, I've noticed this over the years. You know, not all, of course, but there seems to be a predominant a number of, like, short and smaller homeless guys that I see all the time, and I'm thinking maybe they were the runt of the litter. Maybe this is just, you know, nature is cruel, society can be hard, and, you know, hey, this is just the way it works out that these people wind up, you know, where they're at. But anyway, moving on with the story. So as I'm trying to enjoy my late night fast food snack, I got the phone hooked up to a video I'm listening to on BitChute. It's in my earpiece. And it's some guy whining and complaining about NASCAR and how NASCAR is instituting these racist policies. And, oh, it's discrimination, it's illegal, it's racism, oh, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, this is everything that's wrong. This is the exact example of how the Jews have done a number on our minds. They are now having us become the victim class. They're turning us into blacks and Mexicans and any other grievance group where we're now complaining about racism and discrimination. And it's really beautiful because in reality, Richard and all the listeners out there, as I've tried to make clear over the years, there's no way out of this without racism on our part, without discrimination on our part. In fact, one could make the very strong case, and I think it would be overwhelming, that the reason that we're where we are is because we haven't been discriminating enough. We haven't been racist enough.
Okay, all right. All right, now let me give you my feedback to some of that. Okay?
Okay, this is a rant that doesn't need feedback yet. But
no, well, you know what? Well, maybe if you had your own show, that would be the case. But I this is my show, and I want to interject. All right, I mean,
what are you
I really don't even see that as the best way to think of things. Quite frankly, I would say to have racial awareness. Okay, I would say to have racial realism. Be a racial realist.
What does that even mean? Racial realism.
That means someone who can just be just as proud as having places like radio with a white culture focus, be able to have groups and associations they're members of, or in their local community where white people gather together and for the purpose of white culture and maintaining white culture.
So what are you advertising?
Let me finish, sir. My show.
What are you advertising?
And to take an approach that doesn't set you up for shutdown, both legally and as far as your First Amendment rights with platforms like this.
Worrying about being shut down, in my opinion.
I don't care about any of that. I don't agree with you, okay? I'm not saying you need to be racist, discriminating, because that's not the language that most people are going to receive, especially if you're trying to turn people who are on the fence about some of these things still. All right, On my show, I'm not trying to turn away people from RBN.
We're not turning anybody away. Have you got a bunch of complaints about me saying that I'm turning people away? So why bring this up?
I have an issue with it on my broadcast, sir. I find that the way you phrased that is not helping us one bit, okay?
Helping us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you advocating for a multicultural society? Is that what you're advocating for?
Obviously, you're not listening. You think everything has to be all hot or cold. You think that we need to
sound like... I just don't know what it is you're saying.
Okay, so you think that we can just say that we're going to kick all white people out of this country and hate them in between now and the time it's accomplished, and that is going to get enough people on our side and to win our goal.
You made a mistake. You said kick all white people out. So obviously, I'm not saying that. No, what I'm saying.
Yeah, but there, my point is,
there is no way out.
You're encouraging. You're encouraging
racial unity.
Unity, correct. That's fine. But you said
unity's okay.
You said discriminate, and you said racist.
Okay. What is not okay by Richard Carey, who has the microphone? What's not okay then? What am I advocating for that's not okay?
Well, you're advocating hate.
Did I use the word hate?
You're advocating hate.
We can't get out of this without hating our situation and hating our enemy, right?
Yeah, and our enemy is those in and those elite in Jewish power. Okay, a Jewish power elites, are at the head of the snake. Okay, I'm not about to say because Jews do this and Jews do that because it's not the best way to get as many people as possible. If you have listened to any of the interviews I've done with Gerhard Lauck, and you know his past, sir. And you hear his strategy, you want to know who your audience is. I'm sorry, but RBN isn't all National Socialists, my friend. Okay? And I side with Gerhard as far as the approach and strategy.
Nobody knows who he is. He's not going to deal with
Paul,
you don't nothing think is going
that,
to change.
That doesn't change. That doesn't change me agreeing
with
his strategy.
What's he done besides put out
Stop
flyers.
Interrupting me, sir. You want to get muted?
I don't care. What's your trap?
All right, go ahead and mute him, Julie. Go ahead, sure. Or I'll do it. I think I.
What do you mean?
You know, I don't get this. You know, you won't even let me talk. You know, with my other co-hosts, they still acknowledge that this is my show, my friend, and that's what it is on Tuesday as well. I'm saying I agree with the philosophies and strategies of Mr. Gerhard Lauck. I think he's a very intelligent man. In the way he presents when he's in his local town talking to everyday people, okay? He uses language that they can appreciate and understand the point they're at with all they know. And with everyone, you have to know your audience. And everything that I heard from you here, a lot of it was good and true. And then there was a lot of peppering of things that are really hurting us more than helping us. And so, yeah, I want more people who tune in here and there to RBN or to my station when they normally listen to other hosts on the station, decide to give me a chance for some reason. I want them to be around long enough to get the important information. And yeah, everything I just heard from you is not doing that. So if you want to respond to that, you know, it's up to you. I have a feeling you're not going to get it, honestly.
I'm not going to get what?
Any of the points I just made, obviously.
What are they?
Okay, so anyway, let's move on with topics.
No,
we understand.
What are we moving on? We need with the whole point of this.
Well, I have some content for the show too, my friend. Okay,
you don't have any content. You read articles from Zero Hedge and Investment Blog Watching.
Okay, maybe we'll do things this way today. So, anyway, after allowing the opening points of my Tuesday co-host, and I can agree that, yeah, we need to be racially aware, racially conscious. And I certainly see racial cohesion and being proud just as much as La Raza or Black Power, Black Lives Matter, minus the communist psyop thrown in. You know, just people who are able to be proud of their race. And if you could accomplish that as white people in this country, rather than just be Tucker Carlson fans, as far as the masses are concerned, if they can actually have that racial realism without stepping into a trap that shuts down white people for good in this country, I'm all for it. Now, I was going to mention a pretty ridiculous post here. Regarding the Ukrainian optics. I mean, this is just ridiculous. We had an individual in Britain, okay, an openly transgender member of parliament there, Jamie Wallace, proposing a delivery of condoms, lubricant, and other hygiene products to Ukrainian LGBT soldiers, and said President Vladimir Zelensky should welcome it personally. So, you know, regarding the concerns for this war, I'm being told that Ukraine needs condoms and lubricant from a UK trans MP. And that, I guess that's NATO these days, folks. I just couldn't help but throw that in, as ridiculous a story as it is. I was having a conversation with Paul yesterday about, you know, are we going to see a crash moment with all these machinations? You know, it seems the central banks are really stuck between a rock and a hard place more than ever before. There's a lot of talk about their concerns for neutral short-term interest rates and, you know, needing a full-strength economy, a stable economy, as far as inflation goes, to even have that. And they, you know, they're not seeing a way out this time. And, you know, Paul may be onto something. I mean, all the machinations in the world, the stock market, the rates, with the money printing, it might not be able to stop the inevitable, regardless. And, you know, we're hearing regarding the potential for BRICS to continue to overshadow the dollar, which will affect our spending power down the line. I mean, it'll help turn us into a third world country. Not that I'm anti-Russia. I'm anti our bankers. But this is all part of this handing over of the torch and our bankers delivering us into poverty by design. But the BRICS have now expanded officially. I mean, this is the first I'm hearing about this, to include Argentina, Ethiopia, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Iran. All right, Iran, no less. Way to go, BRICS. And, you know, when we're hearing about the labor market imploding and all of the figures that have been distorted, I mean, the Biden administration, Bidenomics, has to be rebranded Brandonomics, because that's his best a simplified way to convey the state to the masses, the state of our ability to survive. I mean, you know, living expenses for our family. This is number one thing, the weaponization of our economy. And it is something to keep in mind and keep aware of just where we are. I mean, we've had so much manipulation. As far as the amount they've claimed, they do all these retractions. And this is regarding a few different categories to make the economy of the Biden administration look better. All of 2023 monthly job data was revised lower. And now all the housing data has also been revised. Drum roll, please, as it goes lower. These corrections, you know, they show these basically corrupted figures to make it look good. And when no one's looking later on, they revise them. Even monthly payroll numbers in 2023 have been revised lower to manipulate perception in markets. And, you know, again, this is for you to believe that you know, this is economy isn't as much worse than the Trump era as it truly is. Well, more on this, and got a clip to share. It's pretty entertaining as well. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
What I see with old eyes, and every time I turn around another dies. Think about this, his looks could kill. Visions black, we go to war sometimes, but I'm walking on my own. We dream of familiar places. Visions black, we go to war sometimes, but I'm walking on my own.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. And this is, of course, Richard Carey giving you the straight skinny. And I should remind you to please help out the station. We're actually in a pretty rough patch, folks. I mean, with this economy, the end of the summer, and some other factors as well, with what we've been dealing with at the moment, it's been really tough, to say the least. And, you know, we don't need the our owner, our board ops, our management, our station manager, any of them having to be concerned whether RBN will even survive, much less take care of what they need to do week to week to keep this operational in a time where the independent media is under attack more than ever before, as I said earlier. And that is truly the lowdown. But go to republicbroadcasting.org if you can, please. Click on that donate button, and there's many ways you can donate. You can mail it in. Of course, you can call at 800-724-2719, extension 3. And we have PayPal on the website as well. So I have a clip here that's pretty amusing and interesting. It's from our illustrious White House press secretary, interacting with a reporter. And, you know, regardless, some will say, okay, maybe he should have mentioned other things. The fact that he mentioned whatever he did and put her in the position he did is certainly worth checking out for yourself. With all of the Trump bashing out there and this lawfare, when obviously the Biden family are truly the criminals here, if you really compare things, I mean, there's no question that it's like off the charts, okay? I mean, to even have to say, oh, Trump is guilty of a few little things or something criminally, related to his presidency? I think you're grasping for straws. I don't even see that as far as something that could truly be used against him in a fair system compared to the presidents who've come before him. Okay, in that context, the Bidens are, well, it seems like they're trying to compete with the Clintons or something at this point. So, yes, this is an interesting clip from the White House press secretary. If you would, please, Julie.
The Secret Service is paying $16,000 a month now to stage near Hunter Biden in Malibu. Who's paying for that?
That's a question for the Secret Service.
Okay. Hunter Biden is reportedly selling art to pay for his $15,800 a month rent in Malibu. How can you guarantee that people are not going to be buying this art to gain favor with the president?
That is a question for Hunter Biden and his representatives.
It's a question.
I hear
one of the
art
buyers got a job from the Biden administration. Can you guarantee that there is no quid
pro quo? I hear your question. I'm not going to get involved in this. That is a question for Hunter Biden's representatives.
So, but we know that from a Hunter Biden associate now that he sold the appearance of access to then Vice President Biden. Are you confident that he has stopped doing that?
That is a question for Hunter Biden.
If somebody is selling the appearance of access to the White House, that is a question for the White House.
No, that is your I don't know how you're perceiving that.
It's sworn testimony by Devin Archer. He said,
"I am just not, Peter. I'm just not going to get into this. I'm just not."
So, this testimony since the last time that I was in here, Devin Archer talks about how he and Hunter Biden tried to profit off the Biden brand. What is the Biden brand?
Not going to get into it from here. I'm not going to get into it from here. We're going to move on. Go ahead.
Okay, I guess we're going to move on. So, am I the only one who caught just how much she was cringing? I mean, one individual posting this on Twitter with the video referred to her instead of cream Jean-Pierre as cringe Jean-Pierre. And I mean, you know, it's just a ridiculous affirmative action hire. I mean, I don't know if this woman has enough brain cells to meet minimum IQ for any country, as far as what you would need for a functional society. And in the United States, as opposed to third world country, the fact that she's in a government position is laughable. But, we have tons of backlash and comments, and I'm sure you folks agree that, you know, when we're putting Biden's press secretary on the spot like that, it can only do more good than harm. So, yeah, this was Peter Doocy who was questioning her, the reporter. And that went on, of course, for, well over 60 seconds. That was a minute and a half. So Doocy made these rapid-fire questions. And, you know, you got to love her responses. I mean, she just, it's like, why are you even there? You know, I mean, don't they vet these questions? I thought this is all canned. It's the impression I've always had. So they knew what he was going to ask? I don't know, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends? Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act, the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey, well, covering the news with a good roundup. And, yeah, I was just to conclude my comments on that. I was just going to add, normally, at the very least, these reporters are considered somewhat vetted. And once they see someone asks questions they don't care for, then, you know, very often they aren't invited back. They aren't welcome back to these press conferences at the White House. So I have to wonder, you know, what is going on here. It did seem like it made her look way too stupid for them to have planned this, which is, yeah, just it's curious. So that makes me wonder, what is their whole procedure? Do they actually only ask for like a topic, you know, like sometimes some hosts will request screening calls and or the entire verbatim questions that are to be asked. And I don't know, you know, maybe he just suddenly went off script. Maybe it is that verbatim questions normally, and he just totally went rogue. Now, if he comes to any future press conferences, I don't know what to say here. You know, it certainly would be curious. But, yeah, it's clearly at the very least they ask for, I mean, I would think they don't just ask for topics. You know, I'm suggesting that as one possibility. He just said certain topics and now he can just claim, oh, sorry, and maybe he'll stick around next time, if that is the case. I'm leaning a little more toward, they may require verbatim questions that you submit in advance for each press conference. They know all of that. She has it on her little screen and everything. And maybe he just totally went rogue in the moment and said a bunch of questions that were not at all what he claimed he was going to for Bantam. You know, that's what I'm leaning toward. Now, obviously, if he did that, we're not going to see him back. And if we do see him back, it'll probably be the first scenario there. So, no, you know, I'm going to keep my eye on just one more piece of information to add to the pile. I'm going to just confirm that, confirm or deny that. And it's just interesting because you always wonder how much of everything is staged, obviously, when it's on mainstream corporate media. I have trouble believing they don't know the verbatim questions, to be honest. And whenever they stumble like this, I mean, how often do they make them stumble this badly and the reporter is continued as being an invite? Anyhow, as far as other news, the big wave of COVID fear, you know, I really want everyone to start making the term election variant viral during the next 12 months or so leading up to the 2024 election. The election variant, okay? I mean, because they're already trying to ramp things up now, but I'm sure they will then. They want to gaslight us just like they did last time. We're supposed to believe Biden had more votes than could possibly be the case when we've had statisticians, data experts actually crunch the numbers. It's not even possible, all factors considered, that he could have received the amount of votes they were claiming. And they're going to try to do it again, but they do need mail-in ballots to be plentiful everywhere as part of their scheme. I mean, if they don't have mail-in ballots and they rig the election without it this time around, it could have pro-white Trump-supporting America finally wake up to the point where the government doesn't know how to deal with it anymore or is overwhelmed. Who knows? But I can't see that being the case. They're going to have lockdowns and a lot of mail-in ballots, because that's just enough gaslighting to the American public. Combined with this lawfare, of course, they'll say, oh, Trump's record was tarnished. That's why this is so important, and being in a mugshot and going through all of this with, 91 counts or something. Get real. So we have everywhere, Europe, I mean, Canada is trying to get pandemic-y again. Canadian activists are out there demanding the return of mask mandates, and they're attacking counter-protesters. The CDC over here has quietly removed, CDC is not really U.S., it's kind of just an international NGO, which has far too much influence from its major donors. You know, people like Gates regarding the CDC, WHO, FDA. I mean, it's amazing how much they have them in their back pocket. But yeah, the CDC quietly removes COVID vaccine adverse events collection from website. All right, we just got this in. On May 19th, 2023, CDC closed enrollment in VSafe for COVID-19 vaccines. VSafe was developed specifically for COVID-19 vaccines and has been an essential component of the pandemic vaccine safety monitoring systems that have successfully characterized the safety of the COVID-19 vaccines used in the United States. So the CDC has halted the collection of COVID vaccine adverse event reports through the agency's VSafe page, even as millions of Americans reported being impacted by such vaccines. When visiting the VSafe page, a message shows, thank you for your participation. Data collection for COVID-19 vaccines concluded on June 30th, 2023. If you have symptoms or health problems following your COVID-19 vaccination that concern you, please contact your healthcare provider. You can also report to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS. We know how corrupt that system is, folks. And, oh, look at this. Yeah, it seems the person who posted this finds it just as amusing as I. Hey, lots of laughs, they start with the commentary. The CDC page, the Epoch Times link to, has been taken down. And the usual from Google while they do damage control. Well, and we have a Trump rapper who is continuing to allegedly go viral. I mean, I'm skeptical about a lot of this. When I saw the kind of numbers claimed with the YouTube of this Richmond guy, I don't know. You know, I'm someone who's researched a lot of esoteric, and the occult. The elites do this, so we should be aware of this. Okay, there a lot of the elites actually are into the metaphysical, frequency, vibration, numerology. And I don't know. I mean, I saw some curious numbers Robert Ravolt was sharing with me, and I was telling him that, yeah, you know, I couldn't put anything past these people to want to have someone for people to get behind like that gentleman. I mean, I'm not saying that he doesn't seem like he's grassroots, but, you know, could there be someone who's trying to use him in a certain way to manipulate perception and the optics? But now we have this Trump rap first day out song going viral after former president has been booked and released. And they show a picture of this guy. He's got like a black Patriot baseball cap, and he has an American flag hanging over his head as if he's a sheik in Saudi Arabia or something, with a mic next to him. Why do these people go to rap? I mean, you're a Trump supporter. That, to me, that means trying to save the culture of this country, which was founded by European Americans. Let's be honest. It's not hate speech to say U.S. was founded on a white culture, a European white culture. And that includes our legal system, you know, our high trust society, and everything which allows us the freedoms we have therein. And yet this guy goes to rap. He doesn't go to, you know, rock or heavy metal or, I mean, alternative underground rock, and even electronic music has always interested me. You know, I mean, I'm able to appreciate compositions, separating it from politics, I suspect, of the composers, at least throughout my life. That's the way to find the best, most innovative music. And then if you want to be influenced, you can do what you want with the message you're including. Because art is one of the most powerful tools of our folk. I stand by that. But anything but rap, I'd say to this guy. What is your problem, son? How about heavy metal, rock, industrial music? I mean, there are so many genres, for that matter. And, he's doing a rap song, a MAGA rap, yo, word. Goofy Joe Biden again claims white supremacy is the greatest terror threat to the U.S. He's out there once again with this ridiculous rhetoric. They're setting us up, folks. When I talk about how they want the independent media shut down for good in this country and in Europe, when I saw that I had to have the confrontation with my Tuesday co-host earlier in this broadcast, it's not about ego or anything petty. All right, white supremacy is the greatest terror threat in the U.S., and we know they want to shut down the independent media for good in this era because of so many agendas we're outing to the American people. And the last thing we need to do right now is to set us up to be taken down. I don't even need to hear about Biden's rhetoric, what actual words he said there, to be frank. The National Archive has revealed 5,400 Joe Biden pseudonym documents. Now, this is very interesting. Okay, pseudonyms President Joe Biden used during his tenure as vice president. Oh, come on. Now, for 5,400 pseudonyms that you need to be using, you're telling me you're not involved in illegal economic gain interests? I mean, it's just a joke. And Tucker Carlson, I wanted to mention. Tucker Carlson, he apologizes to Hungary on behalf of the United States, slamming the U.S. as disgusting behavior from the U.S. ambassador over lack of diplomacy. And, you know, he's talking about its cultural impression. It's cultural imperialism, rather, of the U.S. But also, of course, you know, yeah, the optics he's suggesting. And, of course, LGBT is brought up in here. Tucker's not as likely to go to the race card, clergy plan, replacing all white countries with non-white people. ultimately, and the immigration. I mean, Hungary and Poland over the past decade have been the ones to stand the firmest against this replacement agenda. And I don't know, in some ways I've seen the, you know, the Polish nation back down and little concessions more than Hungary in recent years to a lot of these whims of the United Nations, quite frankly. Jewish power, which also has an influence at the United Nations, is a large reason for it, because there are a lot of elite Jews who do want to see no white majority countries as soon as possible. That is a fact. That's not conspiracy theory. And anyone who doesn't want to do the research, I don't know what to tell you. But, you know, yeah, so really what Tucker is standing up for, you know, my point is white people. You know, he doesn't want to admit it, but I'm suggesting this is a bit of a dog whistle. This is the best Tucker can do for us, folks, and he's trying to let you know that. All right, when Tucker's defending Hungary, he's speaking out against Jewish power, and he's speaking out against the anti-white replacement agenda and LGBT warping of our children to surgically ruin their lives before they reach puberty or even have a grasp of genders. So, yeah, that's what I see it as. That's Tucker's pro-white dog whistle when he's defending Hungary there. And that's my two cents. Well, we have some callers waiting in the wings. Carol, very good to hear from you. Carol in Idaho. Welcome, Carol.
When you were in the earlier comments of your hour, but if you don't mind, I just want to say, Richard, that you
I'm sorry,
and your...
I'm sorry, could you start over? I missed the first word or two, at least, Carol.
I hope I'm coming through okay. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, ma'am. Now, loud and clear.
Good. I was just saying, Richard, I don't mean to take you off topic of your later listing of issues there, but I dialed in a little, maybe 15 minutes ago, when you were, you know, to comment on the earlier part of your hour. But I'll first of all just say that I really commend you and your other co-hosts throughout the week for the amazing dedication and amount of time that you put in, even on your radio hours, much less, I mean, not to consider all of the preparation time. So God bless you for what you're doing. I've been a supporter of RBN since John first initiated it, back as far as I can remember, close to two decades ago. But anyway, regarding yourself and Paul, Paul is one of the co-hosts that you have each week that I never want to miss. I'm just kind of sorry, though, for today's divergence where you had a bit of a confrontation. And I just hope that I know your personalities are quite different, and that's God-given. And I just want to encourage you both to stay the course. Try to communicate with one another in ways that doesn't separate you, that doesn't, cut short the cause. We need to stay the course. And as far as the language goes, I support RBN with my pittance each month, but also I get cards. And I talk with people every chance I meet a person who looks to be somewhat open to the truth. I try to hand off a little bit of information regarding RBN and give them a card if I happen to have one with me. And so it hurts me whenever I hear any form of degraded language coming out over the RBN airwaves, especially that awful F word. And I've done everything I can to encourage the hosts and callers to please just don't get into that kind of garbage language, because it has no place in the lives and in the outreach of truth tellers such as you at RBN. So anyway, Richard, God bless you and thank you very much. Paul, I love you. I know you cut to the quick, and I praise you for that. And so the two of you and all of your other co-hosts there, please stay together, hang together for the truth. And thank you very much, Richard, for all your time. Thanks for taking my call and listening to my little rant here. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Carol, for being a loyal listener to RBN, to my show, and for the call. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
And, yeah, folks, I mean, Carol, as well as others, have pointed out a lot of these things in email to me. I mean, I've heard descriptions of how I have listeners, this is true, who have my broadcasts on while they're at work in a public atmosphere, okay? And sometimes others are in earshot. They see her on the job, they hear that she could lose her job. I don't see what more there is to get in that example. And there are people who have children and like to listen to RBN at home during the day, and they have to watch their children, okay? You have to think of that too. Now, maybe if someone's doing a show at 11 p.m. or something, it's not as likely if something accidentally slips out once in a while. But, you know, regardless, all of these things should be kept in mind. And as far as someone in the workplace, people have shifts of the whole 24/7. You know, so maybe the children thing late at night is not a factor. But if someone has this on while they're on the clock in a public workplace, I want them to be able to continue to do that, frankly. And if, even if they have the night shift, how about that on this station? But I loved Carol's call, frankly. We have Black Pill Man in New York. Black Pill Man.
Yes, hello? Hello?
Hello. I hear you, sir.
Yeah. Hi, Richard. Yeah, I just wanted to, I had a question for you, but I just wanted to comment on the comment that you made a couple of minutes ago about the rap music. It is, a lot of it, the gangster rap is horrible. I mean, it's terrible. It's terrible. But before that, it was, you know, about lyrics and things like that. But just to let you know, Kanye, I don't even talk about it, but Kanye was, he's not a gangster rapper. Just to let you know, he's not a gangster rapper. He's a producer. He, then he started rapping, and he's really a horrible rapper. But anyway, who cares? Whatever. But my question was, my question to you is, my real quick question. I know you guys talk about a lot of stuff, and I get into a lot of other crazy stuff. But my real question is, if two people, a woman and a man, have a kid, and it's a hermaphrodite, what should the parents do?
Well, yeah, and in that case, traditionally, I mean, they try to see what is most appropriate for the way that child developed, from what I've heard, you know, going back, you know, decades, if not over a century, and how they try to deal with that, you know, as long as they've had the medical ability to do anything.
I'm just saying, what is the solution? We know the Jewish media is, like, making sure that everybody thinks that everybody's, you know, was transgendered or whatever like that, and but... You know, they increase in the propaganda to say that there are a lot of people like that, but then when it's not, we understand that. But there are people who are hermaphrodites. That's what I'm saying. That's just the facts.
Yes, sir. You make a very good point, and I agree completely. I mean, those are relatively rare cases, and they do try to see what is most appropriate. Don't rush things to figure out what gender the person is, and if they can even help surgically, where everyone, including that individual, is sure with enough time and no coercion, then yeah. But it's such an infrequent thing. And by and large, I mean, suddenly the amount of children who identify as something other than straight in schools, it's directly related to the conditioning in the classroom, and it's off the charts.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the actual, you know, the chromosomes, you know, that some people have X and Y chromosomes that, you know, that sometimes they're not. It's a small percentage of the world, probably like 2% or maybe 1.8% or whatever, like something like that. But
it's true.
Yeah, that's true. So that's what I'm saying. What is the solution to that? I mean, that's... We know what the Jewish media is exploiting. What is the solution to people who are like that?
Sir, I already pretty much answered your question, sir. I do have another call in the queue, so I'll just have to...
You didn't answer my question.
I am telling you that for those small amount of people, you take plenty of time in trying to determine both psychologically, physically, what that individual was most intended through nature, through biology, as well as the person.
You're breaking up.
Anyone. Okay, well, I don't know. Sorry if we have a bad connection. That's the best I can answer. And we have another caller, so I don't want to lose everyone. Brian in Washington. Brian.
Good day to you. A few weeks ago, Ingrid Castle on Saturdays on RBN asked Jenna to fill in for her. She had John Lukacs, and he's trying to advocate for some possible remediation on people that have taken the vaccination program. So Paul in California heard the broadcast, and he contacted John, and we know John a little bit, so we sent John the Stephen Douglas Whitener filling in for Farron, 6 a.m. my time on the Pacific, a debate with Larkin, Texas. John listened to it and said, well, I don't want anything to do with Paul. Anybody that screams and talks over in a debate, it's bad for my reputation. So what had to happen with Paul eventually happened today. And, yeah, it was Breiser in Ireland on Revolution Radio that pleaded with his audience. Maybe it's time we take a different tact on this. This really plain and simple, for simple-minded plan of attack is not working for us. So, yeah. The debate between Larkin, Texas, and Paul in California, if anybody's interested, today, in a couple hours, Ron Avery on Tuesdays on RBN is going to invite Lark on. And I would encourage people to go back to the Stephen Whitener debate and see Paul's behavior that, quite frankly, ain't working. And this needs to be pointed out. I really appreciate you taking my call. Thanks so much.
Yes. Yeah. No. Thanks, Brian. I can't disagree with a lot of the logic you mentioned. There are a lot of good points you do mention there. And thank you. Feedback is vital for what we're trying to accomplish, sir. And folks, please, again, support Republic Broadcasting Network. If you want this level of uncensored free speech without controlled opposition, donate. RepublicBroadcasting.org. Click on that donate button. Future of your civilization may depend on it. But we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.